What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Right now, we're talking about youth soccer. Landon Donovan was on a podcast with Ocho Cinco, and he was going through some of the youth soccer issues that the sport faces.
So there was a study that, this is actually in 2016. I'm sure it's gotten worse. Like, the gap's gotten bigger.
Right.
There was a study in 2016 of all the kids playing youth soccer. They took, you know, let's just make up a number. Let's say it was 1 million kids, right? And they broke down percentage-wise what the household income was of those kids, okay? So the majority of the kids fell in their parents' household income was like $100,000 to $150,000, okay? Only 2% of kids who were playing organized soccer in America came from households that made less than $50,000. Meaning, if you don't make $50,000, your kid cannot play organized soccer. And think about how many kids you're missing out on in this country because they can't afford to play the game. Now, somebody, this is the other thing. Somebody has to pay for it. Someone has to pay for the coaches. I get it, right? But what's happening now is clubs are just grinding every penny out of every, growing up, there is zero chance I could have played club soccer.
Right.
My mom made $34,000 a year, single mom, raising three kids. She couldn't pay $4,000 for me to play club soccer. Are you kidding? She couldn't pay $400. Right. So I would have had zero chance, but somebody let me on the team and paid for me. Otherwise, I couldn't have. That's not a good system to create good players. Right. How do you create good players by doing that? You can't.
It's not good when Landon Donovan says, "I wouldn't have been able to play." It's not good when the best soccer player on the United States men's national team is on the team because of a technicality. So I don't think that all of this is a financial issue. Some of it is that. I think some of it is just how we teach Americans how to play soccer. Lionel Messi is 5'7 and weighs 148 pounds. If Lionel Messi was from Des Moines, Iowa, he would not be Lionel Messi. The exact same human being. If he was taught in our system how to play soccer, that's not who he would be. So some of it is how we teach kids how to play soccer. Some of it is the infrastructure that is in place. But listening to this, Rob, and you know a lot more about it than I do, if that is the barrier of entry for United States soccer, then the change is never going to come. We are going to continue to have the same conversations that we've been having for 30, 40 years when it comes to soccer, because they are not casting a wide enough net to try to get as many athletes into the door as possible and try to give themselves a better chance of stealing away those athletes from the other more popular sports in the United States.
I said it yesterday and I said it before on the show. I actually remember it was before the first World Cup game. We had this conversation. We were at the Peanut in the Northland. I don't understand how in America soccer has a perception of a country club sport, but that is what it's viewed as. It's viewed as the rich kid from Johnson County sport, the same way golf or tennis is, which is not how it is viewed, played, handled across the globe at all. It is a sport that is designed to be really easy to play on, you know, pickup courts across the country. It's designed for, hey, I got four kids and a ball. Let's go play outside. We can play soccer. That's why Argentina, Portugal, name a country, is good at it. It's not this country club. You got to play on the best club team and the best, you know, Shields course in the country. You got to go to the showcases and you got to be on a travel team. That's a uniquely American problem. So I don't know how that happened. I don't know how United States soccer is going to combat that. But to date, they don't seem to care about it. They seem to feel the same way Alexi Lalas feels. Hey, everyone's making money, so we're good. Everyone's happy. Our pockets are getting, you know, thicker and thicker with bills, so we're good. But until soccer gets away from the perception of you have to be a wealthy Leawood kid who plays on the travel team and spends the money that Landon Donovan said a year and gets more like a, hey, let's grab a ball and play some pickup energy, United States soccer is going to always have a ceiling. And that's what's infuriating, is the people that run it are cool with that ceiling existing.
Speaking of Landon Donovan, I want to play one more cut from him, and then we'll move on and we'll talk a little bit of football. We'll get to baseball coming up in a bit, too. Congratulations to Jack Caglione, as Jack Caglione is going to participate in this year's Home Run Derby. Rob, your boy Christian Pulisic, he has been getting absolutely cooked these last 48 hitters. I'm talking about barbecue chicken alert for your boy Christian Pulisic. Here's Landon Donovan cooking him up.
This was a game where you needed him to go, give me the ball, I'm going to stick it in the back of the net, it's 2-2, let's go. And he just didn't, and he wasn't even close to it. And in fact, we don't know, you know, there's reporting that he asked to get subbed out of the game. I can't confirm that, so I don't know if that's true or not. The reality is, Tim, he came out of a World Cup knockout game at home with his leg still intact. I'm saying this to you, Tim, and you know it because you played with me. You would have had to drag me off the field. Mm-hmm. And I would have punched the doctor in the face and said, you're not taking me off the field. Put whatever you need to put in me and I'm staying on the field. I told you this before. I never shared this publicly till a few months ago. I played with a torn hamstring against Ghana after the Algeria game. And nobody knew about it. I didn't have to tell anyone. It was no drama around it. I just did it. And I could not believe that he didn't stay in the game. Now, if we wake up tomorrow and he broke his leg snapped and whatever, totally fine.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
There's a lot of things that you can call a man, and it might not escalate to a certain level. We all know that there's some things, there's some words that trigger you as a man, certainly as an athletic, competitive, alpha male kind of man. Being called soft or a word I can't say on here because of FCC violation, a kitty cat, are usually time to go words. They are usually triggering words. That's what Landon Donovan just called Christian Pulisic. He said it in a much more PC way about it, but anytime you start using the, well, if that was me, they would have had to carry me off the field, but you asked to come out of the game, that's what he just called you. I feel like with Christian Pulisic, we are at a fork in the road. I don't know how this story is going to end, but we have seen this before. I might not know a whole lot about soccer, Rob, but one thing I do know about, it's criticizing athletes. And there are usually two paths you can go. Path number one, Christian Pulisic hears all of the chatter, and it's not just Landon Donovan. Carly Lloyd been cooking this man for 48 hours. Alexi Lawless been cooking this man. Social media been cooking him. Barbecue chicken alert. You either hear this criticism, it motivates you, it makes you angry, and you come back with the vengeance. I heard what you said. I took that personally. I took offense to it, word to the last dance, and now I'm coming back to wreak havoc on the rest of you. Or we'll never talk about Christian Pulisic again. Those are the only two options with him. I could see him not playing the next time that the United States makes the World Cup. I mean, he didn't play in the Gold Cup. This experience went really poorly. He's done it a couple of times already. I don't think anybody would shed a tear. I don't think anybody would be hurt if Christian Pulisic just said, you know what? I don't think I'm going to compete this upcoming season. I'm going to sit this one out. After the game, he said, now I get time to rest. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if this was in the NFL, if this was basketball, if this was baseball, and Bobby Wood Jr. asked out of game six of the World Series, and in his post-game press conference, he said, now I get to rest because it's the offseason. Unacceptable. Landon Donovan called him the worst thing that you can call an athlete. He called you soft. You can say that I'm a bum. You can say that I'm trash. Call me a scrub. Call me greedy, overpaid, diva. There's a lot of things you can call, and that can roll off your back. You question my manhood. You question my heart. You question my drive, my will to win. Christian Pulisic, it can only go two ways. Either you come back mad and you are ready to dominate in the next World Cup and take that claim as being the best American player, or we will never talk about you again. My brother, a large majority of us, I'm not watching you play on whatever EPL team you're on. I don't even know what team you're on. I've never seen you play in one of these games before. If Christian Pulisic just rode off into the sunset, he makes $100 million in his lifetime playing soccer, and then he comes back to the States and lives a quiet life in suburban Ohio, I'm not mad at that if that's what you decide to do. But either you're going to fight or you're going to lay down. I don't know what he's going to do, but those are the only two options for your man.
I know what he's going to do. He's gonna lay down. That's what he's done. I am part of the problem here. Christian Pulisic has been coddled by U.S. soccer fans for too long. Daniel Sperry pointed this out yesterday, and it's such a great point. Catch the podcast page. Do you know the final tournament before the World Cup the United States was in last summer? They're in the Gold Cup. It doesn't really matter, but they're in the Gold Cup.
He opted out of it.
He said, no thanks. I'm good. Before the tournament, they were like, hey, you're going to be the captain? Nah, that's not for me. I don't want to be the captain anymore. No thanks. After the loss, he said, listen, it's time to rest. Christian Pulisic, we as fans have been begging him to be the guy. At every turn, he has said, no, I'm not that guy. I'm not the person you want me to be. No, thank you. He's been telling us with his actions for years now, and we've just ignored it because he's so talented. He's so supremely talented. He might be the most talented American player to ever play. But if you don't want to be the guy, we're tired of trying to make you the guy. You said he'll either fight or he'll cower away. He'll cower away because the entire time to date, we've coddled him. Hey, he didn't make a World Cup. Not your fault, big dog. It's everyone else's fault. Hey, you guys lost in the round of 16 and they looked competitive against Netherlands and you were hurt a couple times. What are you going to do? Young team, bad coaching. Now, no, we're done coddling you. And I have a hunch he's not going to raise up and fight. That's not his personality.
That's crazy. He's still your favorite player? You got a new favorite player now?
I turned on him after Monday. It became clear that he was the face of a generation that failed, and he seems content to be that.
You just can't run away from these kind of athletes. You love an athlete with a Darren Peterson character.
I would take Darren Peterson over Christian Pulisic right now.
He would have been hurt during the World Cup, too. You know what I mean?
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.